you and your wife are going to a marriage counselor, it's already over. 30 people right now are going, oh no.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Our next guest has been performing stand-up since he was 16 years old. Now he's 17. No, he's not. But he's laugh out loud funny. So is his latest album, Happy and a Lot. It is great to say hello to Jay Moore. Jay, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be on the show. My favorite part of the show is when you say, I'm Ed. And then Christina hops in, obviously, and says, and I'm Christina. You know, like people don't know the two of you apart. They mix you up all the time.
That's right.
Come on.
Just
guys,
in case, you know. You never know.
They know who you are, Christina.
Yeah. You know, you look at pictures of the both of us. Trust me, they are not going to get the two of us mixed up.
From now on, Christina should just go, and you know who I am.
And you know who I am.
Yeah.
Don't you know who
Morgan.
I am?
I got pregnant.
That's all we need, more attitude out of Christina Staffo. That'd be terrific. Oh, my God. All right, this special, if you're married, if you're even in a long-term relationship, this special is so relatable. I watched it last night, and the whole time, I'm looking at my wife, and I'm saying, see? See? Now, this is very personal for you, and I love this aspect of this. Everybody knows you're married to Nikki Cox. She wrote Happy and a Lot. Tell us how this whole thing came about.
My wife is a great, great, great writer. One night I was sleeping on an airplane. We were going someplace. I was doing Gary Unmarried. I had a full stand-up tour scheduled. I was doing my podcast, and I had to do all this stuff. I was doing a movie at the same time. I woke up on the airplane. She handed me a notebook with like three chapters written in my book, No Wonder My Parents Drank. And I said, why did you do this? And she says, well, I can't be Gary in the show, and I can't go on stage as you. And your workload's tremendous, so I figured I would help out. And I went, oh, my gosh, because what she wrote was incredible. Now, the stand-up special, it's one of the benefits of being married to a horrible insomniac. So she's up all night writing, thinking of ideas, that whole thing about all those murder shows on television.
Yep.
That's what she was watching in the middle of the night. Couples have to have, you don't have to have a lot in common or similar interests. What you need is similar hates. The whole thing about irony, me and her going to the Liberace Museum out of our minds. It's all just stuff she writes down. And then I can't wait to go on stage and say it because it's things that actually happened. And I want to get it right because the words are in perfect order. There's so many callbacks where if I miss a sentence, I'll miss like 8 minutes of material on the back end. You know,
it's got to be amazing to go home and get critiqued by your wife, also the writer of the material. You know, you really screwed that one up. That's not how that happened. Did she ever get like that with you?
No.
Okay.
It's great because she would never critique anything other than the exact order of the words. They have to go in this order. And me being a George Carlin fanatic, he was all about words. They have to go in a certain order.
Yep.
The power of them, the way they're structured, and to trust her implicitly and unconditionally because she's way smarter than me. I can barely pleasure this beautiful redhead. It's a miracle we have a child. I have the libido of an 88-year-old Jewish grandmother. I'm somebody's bubby. Oh, slow down. Can't you tell me that you love me first, Amishi Gosh, with the chazarai getting right to it all the time? Anyway, you would never critique other than, no, it goes, you have to say patty at the very end, the word patty. Like, it was very specific to the word.
You know, never I got an idea. If you want to slow her libido down, do that Jewish Yenta voice right in the middle of sex. You'll kill her libido right there.
No, you don't understand.
No?
She has a libido of like a 17-year-old boy.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Well, you are a very lucky man.
You're a very lucky man.
Problems, I go, yeah, of course. But if you have a matching libido and you're like a man, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not really proud of. It's a miracle she's married to me.
Some things are just meant to be. Okay, so from now until the end of December, all proceeds from the album through purchases made at Bandcamp will be donated to Write Girl. Now, this is a creative writing and mentoring organization for teenage girls. Was that your idea or was that Nikki's idea?
Both. You know, we try to always give to our different charities of choice, and we really decided, it was both, we really decided, like, We love the food bank so much, and what else can we do? Well, since a girl wrote this comedy album, Happy and a Lot, why not do a program that's congruent with that. See, the only reason I know that word is because she wrote it in
That's special. A big word.
That's just incongruent.
That's like a Scrabble word when you're down in that bottom right corner and you need to get out.
I could bang out incongruent.
Oh, my God.
Scrabble.
You had so many of those triple word score like areas down there. You could kick serious ass playing Scrabble that way.
I killed it in Scrabble with the word squad on a triple word score to win the game one time.
Look at
squad.
You.
Squad.
What a woman.
How about this? How about the tiles that are completely over... valued, an X should not be 10 points.
No.
So, X, I, X, A. You know, you can do ox, a, anything.
You ever cheat? You ever like kind of peek in the bag when you're trying to take them out so you don't get stuck with the Q or the X? I do.
That's terrible.
Not on my iPad. That would make me a crazy person.
Oh, that's true. See, I'm doing it the old-fashioned way. I mean, we're sitting there with the game pieces. All right, well.
Right Girl Los Angeles and Bandcamp. Here's the thing. If you want to buy the album, and you, a lot of people don't like iTunes. A lot of people don't like this platform, that platform. If you go to jmoore.com, on my website, every conceivable avenue and way to buy my album is there, whether it's through bandcamp.org, iTunes, whatever it is. It's all up there, jmoore.com. Yes, I answer all my own emails. That is me. Lots of content. My podcast is up there as well, my stand-up dates. I got you covered, everybody.
Very cool.
And I'm Christina. No.
No.
Hey, you know what? She goes on vacation. I'm calling you to fill in. That'll be cool.
In this, I'm Christina.
That's it. You could be Christina.
Play the theme to The Crying Game the whole time I'm talking.
No, you're going to sit in another room if that's going to happen. You could be in L.A.
He's
I'll be here in New York.
Crying in the corner with the microphone next to him.
I don't want to see you in a steam room.
No, you don't.
Go to the steam room. Be honest with me. Are you an eyes forward guy or are you a looking around guy?
No. I'm an eyes forward guy. I'm trying not to look around.
I'm looking all over. I
you
know
are?
What's going on? Who's got you all?
You're curious.
You walk into a bathroom. You walk up and there's a guy next to you. You ever take a look over to see what's going on there?
No, because that's invading personal space. But a steam room, everybody walks in either in a towel.
Good point.
Or they sit on the towel naked.
That's true.
And
I guess it's hard not to look.
I'm hurting the national average. And then another guy comes in and I go, ooh, actually I am. Never mind.
Yeah. Say,
I didn't know there was going
amazing.
To be a,
your ego,
a turnstile to get in here.
Your ego can be destroyed. Yeah. Be able to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
In the special, you talk about dating your spouse, living with your spouse, having sex with your spouse, smoking weed with your spouse, even thinking about killing your spouse. It's all held together by the theme of a Def Leppard t-shirt and cut-off jeans shorts. This special is a full working day, is it not?
Brother, let me tell you something. That was the best synopsis, and I'm not joking, I've ever heard. I've done 100 interviews for this album, Happy and Alive, at jmoore.com. You saying living with your spouse, marrying your spouse, sleeping with your spouse, smoking weed with your spouse, killing your spouse, and it's all tied together with denim shorts and a Def Leppard t-shirt. I mean, just drop the mic. Get out of there.
See?
He's so talented, Jay.
Great.
See that? Now he wants to fill in for you when you're not here.
Great.
Right. With that kind of copy, you should write for Vanity Fair, man.
Well, there you go.
Have you guys seen Caitlyn Jenner on the credit? Don't get nervous because of the subject matter.
Yeah.
You know me better than that.
Yeah.
You've seen Caitlyn Jenner on the I Am Caitlyn, whatever the name of that show is, the Kardashian spin-off?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody's pointed this out because she has a free pass because we're all completely
pro Caitlyn.
Yeah. Pro human being, transgender, whatever.
Right.
How about nobody but me? I'm the only one, and my wife. She's kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
She's like totally mean to everybody.
Yes.
She's
really?
Getting a free pass.
Yeah.
Huh.
She's got an attitude, and you know what? You can't call her on it because it's Caitlyn, and she's just trying to.
She's being a diva now.
Yes, she's a diva.
Huh.
Total diva. You know what it is, Christina? When somebody's talking to her, the kids are talking to her, she's not listening. She's thinking on what to say next.
Oh, see.
And you can tell, you know, one of those people.
Right.
Yeah.
And she actually makes the Kardashians, like, sympathetic because they go home and cry. Like, I talked to her. She's not even listening.
Mm.
Crazy. My bad. Happy and a lot. JMoore.com. Don't you want to support women? Buy the album. I don't make any money off of this. It all goes to charity.
And none of it goes to Caitlyn Jenner.
So there it is.
It
positive.
It all comes together.
Bingo.
Okay, man, so. They got paid.
I mean, you were just, I mean, better than anybody we've ever had on this show.
You're really awesome.
You got to go to jmoore.com.
You had Carolla on. He's great.
You and Adam, the two best we had on.
There you go.
All right. So,
no, you know. Don't worry about that.
So go to jmoore.com, order Jay Moore Happy and a Lot. It makes a great gift.
Hold on.
What?
Yeah.
Ed and Christina.
Yes.
Yeah.
My podcast that I do out of my garage on a domino table, literally.
Ooh.
More stories.
More stories.
More stories.
Go get it. Listen to free entertainment.
Very nice. That's good.
And, all right, guys. I love you.
All right. We love you. Thanks for joining us here on America Weekend.
Mic drop.
And that's it. Mic drop and he's gone. That was a tornado in a trailer park.
But it worked.
It worked.
Like organized chaos.
This is one of those guys now we put in the digital Rolodex.
I love him. He's awesome.
He's funny and he's funny. Good and he gets it. And I think and I think he liked us too.
I think so too.
And who wouldn't like us?
Exactly.
And he figured out how we script the whole beginning of every segment.
That's all right. It's fine.
I'm Christina Stoffo. He read right through us.
It's okay.
And he wants to take me wearing limited clothing into a steam bath. And I got to tell you what. I've never been approached like that by a guy before, but I'm okay with it.
You're feeling good about it today.
I think I'd go because you got to stop and smell the roses.
That's true.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
Don't you know who I am?
... I'm Christina Stoffo in the book that'll be available on BarnesandNoble.com pretty soon. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Think green. Harrison with you. Your grandparents might tell you that plants grow in organic farming are nourished the way they were meant to be naturally, which creates a stronger cellular plant structure, which is actually superior than factory farm-grown food. As such, organically grown foods can be stored longer and have a greater resistance to rapid mold and rotting. So what does that mean to you and me? Well, food grown with organic farming methods is extremely healthy. When there are no chemical pesticides or synthetic or genetically modified organisms used, there simply isn't any of that nasty stuff in your food. And when there isn't that stuff in or on your food, it doesn't go into your body and sooner or later become disease. The old phrase from the 1970s, "You are what you eat," is absolutely true. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Where do great ideas come from? We took a chance on a song to find out.
You may have heard of or even remember the band ABBA and their hit song Take a Chance on Me. Bjorn Ulvaeus explained its origin.
He was jogging. The rhythm of his steps just kept screaming these words to him. Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, 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 take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, chance, chance.
Oh boy. He turned his time away into a song. You just never know where a great idea is going to come from. Isn't it funny how many times it'll happen in a place that you'd least expect, like in the shower?
Or on a jog. You may just find your big idea step by step, and there's a chance it will take you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.